Good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower on declining buying interest ahead of the Memorial Day holiday. Terminals are called mostly weaker with top prices from $52 to $55. Peoria called steady to lower today with a top price of $52. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, May 20th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,413. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $71.60 to $80, the weighted average $76.79. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $56.17 to $61.17, the weighted average $59.83. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,297. The base price range was $70 to $82.09. The weighted average was $79.04. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $52.81 to $61.50, and the weighted average was $59.91. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. We have dry weather across the area today, but fleeting in some areas as another weather system will be heading in our direction. It doesn't expect to bring precipitation across the entire two-state area over the next couple days. Most of the precipitation focused in the Mississippi River Valley from around the Quincy area, and the heaviest bands are expected across southwestern and west-central Illinois. The rain will start to taper off as it heads to the east and to the north, and looks like across northeastern Indiana, very limited precipitation as we head towards the holiday weekend. And over the weekend, we are expecting dry conditions and much warmer temperatures, but alas, another weather system is expected to bring precipitation in for early next week. So, again, field work limited, interrupted by the frequent rains beginning tomorrow, and most significant delays will occur across the Midwest from Nebraska into Wisconsin. Planting should progress at a slowed pace in most other locations, with the eastern Midwest seeing the favorable planting conditions during the weekend. There will be a good mix of soil, moist soil and warm temperatures, and that will lead to great conditions for germination, emergence, and establishment. That's once the seed is in the ground. There does look to be another weather system bringing in heavy rain across portions of the upper Midwest into this weekend, with northern Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin may see additional moderate to heavy rain, and that may occur again late next week. So again, the big problem will be moisture, and it does look like we are starting to turn the page on the cool conditions, although the Climate Prediction Center's outlook for June, July, and August had most of Illinois, Indiana, and areas just to our west and southwest expecting below average conditions for much of the summer months. So that may impact growing conditions across the area. But again, we don't expect to see any major cold air in the area. For the Delta and the Southeast, rain fell from eastern Alabama to North Carolina, southeastern Virginia yesterday. Amounts generally between a tenth and just over a half inch, with a local amount of up to three-quarters of an inch in some areas. The Delta through much of Alabama, southern Georgia, into northern Florida was mostly dry, and temperatures were in the 80s to low 90s with some 70s in southern Virginia. Daily showers are expected during the next couple weeks, beginning today in southeastern states and tomorrow in the Delta. Most of the showers will be light, and field work will still progress around them, although the planting pace will be slowed occasionally. Conditions for germination, emergence, and early crop development will be excellent. As far as other growing areas, Australia's crop areas will continue to see limited precipitation over the next couple weeks. More rain is needed throughout all small grain and oilseed production areas there. Showers that do occur over the next couple weeks will be welcome, but will probably fall short of any moisture returns as the evaporation will continue there. There is still time to bring sufficient rains as far as for the planting into July, but the situation will have to be watched closely across Australia. And as far as South Africa goes, rain fell today, yesterday in the early northern portion, or into northern and western portions of the Cape. Moisture is welcome in wheat areas. The remainder of the nation was dry and temperatures warm to mild. Rain in western portions of South Africa will break up into isolated showers today. A new storm system pushing into the west late this week and spread rain across much of the nation, excluding the northeast, during the weekend. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 828 and 3 quarters, down 2. Last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. September 848, up 8 and a quarter. Last trade up 8 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 782, down 2. Last trade up 6. September, 799 unchanged. Last trade up 6.5. July corn opened at 589 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade up 3. September, 601 and 3 quarters, down a half. Last trade up 3 and a quarter. December, 615 and a half, down a half. Last trade up 3 and a half. Take it out to July of 2009, 645 up 1 and a half. Last trade up 2. July beans opened at 1329 and a quarter, down 2.25. Last trade up 14.5. November, 13.24, down 1.75. Last trade up 12.25. July, 13.60, down 2.5. Last trade down 2. July soybean meal opened at 333.50, unchanged. Last trade up 2.80. July soybean oil opened at 60.90, down 13. Last trade up 56. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. I don't know if the corn market is doing quite as well, but I am doing quite well. Thank you very much. Let me go ahead and explain why I feel the way I do. Yesterday we had contract highs in crude oil. We had contract highs again overnight. We had some support from the slow emergence rates. We have cool temperatures on the balance of the week, the U.S. dollar going lower, and yet corn didn't perform very well yesterday.
Well, I think energy is the big thing in the market right now, and a lot of the problem has been, I noticed that the CFTC doesn't seem to think they have much of a problem on the corn prices as much as the industry does, corn and soybeans, with the convergence problems we have. I think you're right. I think the weather forecast seems to be a big issue. And as I was telling you off the air there, we seem to be seeing a lot of replant issues in southern Illinois. Anything that was planted 1st of May, almost anything south of Route 16 or even Route 70 may need to be replanted. And I don't think that news has necessarily hit the market yet. I think as more of that comes out, I think corn will be a little stronger. It's hard to say at this point, though.
Yeah, what's the timing of when that hits the market? Or are people looking more at the technical charts at the moment and seeing whether or not corn goes on a settlement basis below Monday's low, which would then suggest maybe something south of $6 in the cards?
Well, I think we've been flirting with $6, on the corn. I think we need to settle above 6.10 to really get the bulls interested again. After Tuesday's close, we could see a trade below 5.80, and I think if July corn settles below that, we may see another round of liquidation.
Turn your attention to soybeans, where it appears the debate remains whether or not USDA gets its 74.8 million planted acres or not.
I think that's a big issue, and I think weather is still playing into that. I mean, how much corn, if we keep getting these steady rains, how much corn is going to have to be switched to beans. I think we'll get there. I think a big part of a little bit of the strength of beans has been the bean oil, and I think a lot of that, you know, the recent rally in that is, you know, just worldwide demand for diesel and biodiesel. For example, in 2008, I was reading yesterday that in 2008, China, India, Russia, and the Middle East, for the first time, will consume more crude oil than the U.S., and that also includes, you know, the diesel. So I think that those are all factors going to support the beans. But honestly, if a lot of this corn doesn't get planted and that switches to beans, that's going to weigh a little bit on the soybeans.
All right, then let's go ahead and get your opening bids for today.
Well, I think we're going to pretty much follow with the overnight. The corn probably up 2 to 4, soybeans maybe up 10 to 14, and wheat up 6 to 8.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web for you 24/7 at WILLAG.org.